Blackstone Audio presents Deception on Sable Hill by Shelley Gray. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. To Becky Philpott, my editor for this series. Becky, you are my own Eloisa Carstairs. You are truly as lovely on the inside as on the outside. Thank you for believing in the book, and especially for believing in Eloisa. Our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in rising up every time we fail. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Come back to me and live. Amos chapter 5, verse 4. Chapter 1. Chicago, September 1893.
Don't keep me in the dark for another second, Eloisa, Quentin Gardner teased, as they waltzed across the gleaming parquet floor of his family's crowded ballroom. Where have you been? No one has seen you in what seems like ages. You've missed quite a few of the events around the fair.
I've been to the same place as you have, she replied, taking care to keep her voice light and steady.
Though, to be honest, it would be a wonder if you were able to spy me among this year's debutantes clamoring for your attention.
He chuckled.
I've hardly been in that demand.
The Tribune did just list you as one of society's most eligible bachelors.
She raised an eyebrow, half expecting him to act surprised. Quentin enjoyed pretending he was above such things as the society pages. He didn't deny the article. Instead, his cheeks flushed.
I was only on that list because of my family's money.
And perhaps your good looks, too.
She tapped his shoulder lightly with her gloved hand. I've been told that blue eyes...